Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Who had? Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. Got my nigga King Eric on the motherfucking news. My nigga Common, a.k.a. Bombit, on the sports. What's goody, my G's?
What's good, man?
Ain't shit. We here.
Yeah. It's another week down, another one bites the dust. The fuck is going on in the world, E?
Man, a lot going on, man. I'm gonna hit y'all with two birds with one stone. We got this situation going on with Young Thug and Gunna and the YSL Records Click. They got hit with the RICO Act, and they throwing football numbers at those guys right now. And you also have the inflation situation going down where you have baby formula. People are even having trouble finding baby formula.
Yeah, it's ugly. It's ugly with the Young Thug and them niggas, man. You know, them niggas is, it's crazy because them niggas incriminating themselves on records, man. Like we were saying before, like it's a difference, man. You could be hardcore, like how shit I be spitting. You know, I spit hardcore shit too. I spit that shit, but, you know, I don't spit shit that motherfuckers could be like, oh, take me to court over. The fuck is wrong with y'all niggas, man? Y'all niggas is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, MCs from our era talk about how we'll knock you to the moon. And you know what I'm saying? Some outlandish shit that you know you can't really do. But the way you say it and the way you put it in your rhymes is what's dope. These niggas are talking about real shit that happened. And like, yo, y'all niggas are trying to go to jail. And that's what's happening right now, man. Them niggas are going down, man. That's fucked up.
Yeah, super crazy.
Go ahead,
Bobby. I also saw in the news, you know, how there's people, and, you know, this, I'm going to talk about Russia and the Ukraine issue, but there's actually Russians that are wanting to get Putin out of office. I don't know if y'all heard about that.
Well, yeah, they're trying to get him out, you know, from the inside. The rich,
yeah,
the rich motherfuckers, the rich Russians are like, y'all, this is fucking our paper up. We ain't with this shit. We got to get that nigga from the inside. Them and the generals. Yeah, he's scared.
But you see how they got, you know, the girl that was detained for having a weed pen. And I saw that they're trying to do an exchange, like, you know, U.S. release some Russian here, and they'll release her, almost like a trade-off.
Oh, who they want? Who they want we got?
Give me one second, I'll get that right. I'll get that to you, but
you know,
it's some guy.
If we give them back somebody, that nigga's most likely gonna die. That's fucked up. You know, we can't give them back a nigga that they gonna definitely kill. They want that nigga like that. Send him back over here.
Yeah, give me one second. I'll find it right now.
They tired of that smoke, man. They were like, man, we ain't... The world is going through enough strain as it is. We ain't built for a war. We got to get you out of here.
All right, so apparently Russia wants to prisoner swap with the U.S., for Brittany Griner, for notorious merchant of death, Victor Bout.
The biggest benefit of the Google Career Certificate was getting
that
something that could validate me right away,
so
I could turn that around immediately.
So Russia has publicly signaled its asking price for her safe return. Multiple reports by Russian state media are to be believed. Russia is looking to exchange the WNBA star in a prisoner swap for notorious convicted arms trafficker Victor Bout.
Nah, we ain't giving you that nigga back. Nah, you know
that's crazy
nigga.
That they would even. That's crazy that they would even like. Like, the two are not equally the same. Like, you want this trafficker, and all you got was an NBA star that burned bud. Like, how is that an even exchange?
You want to let a fucking super terrorist go for her? Nah.
It's crazy.
We ain't letting this nigga go for her. That nigga gonna wreak havoc when he get out.
Yeah, it's just crazy that they would even think that. Like, oh, let's release this arms traffic dealer, notorious traffic dealer, as compared to a female NBA center. Like, it just don't make sense.
I'll let you know, man. This is crazy.
That's a straight Hail Mary if I ever seen one in my life. They figure, hey, we just gonna go for the bomb in the play.
Yeah, definitely.
Hopefully she get home, man. You know, safely, man. I don't know how that's gonna end for sis. That's some scary shit. She been over there.
Yeah, what's
for
crazy
a long
is that. They extended her stay. They extended it like another month. Like they're trying to hold on to her. Yeah, they're trying to hold on to her for some reason.
Somebody.
And that's like, that's very spooky right there.
I bet you Trump can get out of here. I bet you if Trump called Vladimir, he'd let her go.
Trump would get her back.
I bet you if Trump wanted to get the black vote, get black people back on his balls, he make that call, he get her here, oh, it's over. Biden can forget about it. Niggas that love Trump, he'd be back in the rap songs and everything.
That's a political fool. I ain't heard of one. Cause he did the same when he brought ASAP Rocky out from over there.
If anybody can make that call right now, Trump can make that call right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Word.
It's also crazy about how much of a ripple effect the inflation thing has gotten in the country, man, where people can't even find baby formula. Even at my job, we was out of stock, period.
That's sad, man. Motherfuckers making their own. Can't make your own either because that shit make the baby sick.
I mean, it's just... You just got to go back to normal and breastfeed your baby. Your body, the woman's body could have formula, you know?
Yeah.
Give the, the baby natural from the mother.
I think that's what it's doing. I think that's what it's telling people to go back to the basics. It's like when they tax everything.
I mean, if it was that simple, it would be that simple, but a lot of women can't produce milk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of women can't produce milk. A lot of women, a lot of babies don't accept the mother's milk. You know, they gotta eat something, and if they don't, if they can't produce it, and if the baby ain't accepting it, hey, you gotta go with the formula, because you gotta eat something.
Yeah, that's the truth, but, you know, I'm sure they could figure something out.
A lot of people going back to giving them cow's milk, like regular milk. But they, you know, you ain't supposed to do that too young. They're like, yo.
Yeah, to me the best thing is, do it naturally, you know. And I'm sure they could scientifically find something that could help, just like they came up with formula. They could find a way to, make the baby's milk, the mother's milk, more ingestible for the baby. You know.
I know, right? They fucking know how to do all this other shit, but they can't fucking figure out shit like that.
Yeah, you know, they could figure out what, you know. They could figure out how to stop a person from ODing, but they can't figure out how to nurture the baby better.
It's crazy. And they're still trying to take women's rights away from the fucking choice to have a boy's abortion.
Well, you know, New York is going to put something into law that will, and most people is going to vote for it, so they'll be able to leave it in play. I mean, you know, to be honest, you know, you shouldn't be able to tell someone that's been carrying a baby or even is their body of what they're going to want to do. You know, it should be the person's choice of what they want to do, you know?
Yes, I tell you, women's groups are already coming back with their counterattack. Like, okay, we're going to ban Viagra then. Fuck y'all, going to be walking around with hard balls and hard dicks. We'll try to impregnate something. We're going to ban Viagra and ban all that type of shit that gets your meat hard and all that. Then they're going to start going at these niggas' guns. Watch. They're going to open up a big Pandora's box, man.
I mean, when you think about it, when you think about it, you know, nobody should be able to tell anybody what to do with their body. The only thing that, the only thing I know that, that I feel is, and I don't respect it, is like, you know, you have people that have kids, and then they're left to be raised in foster homes. They left to be, you know, not saying all kids that come from the foster system turn out to be bad, but if you're going to have a kid, just raise them. You know, why have a kid and then not want them? You know what I'm saying? That's what I don't like. I don't like when I see when kids grow up in foster homes and shit like that. Like, you know, if you could lay down and you could do something like that, you know, you should take care of your own child, man. You shouldn't leave the system to raise your child. You know, and if they do away with abortions, think about how many people are going to give up their kids. Like, think about it. Think about it. Like, imagine if there was no abortion, and it was illegal already, and these people already having abortions, and God knows how many, you know, but think about how many more people would be on the planet being raised under conditions where the parents don't even want them. You know what I mean? Like, to me, that would be crazy.
There's so many people that want to adopt. There's mad people that want to adopt, too, though, but.
Yeah.
Why would somebody, why should somebody have to make that choice to give up their baby? You know, if they weren't ready to have it, they weren't ready to have it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people can't have kids, and this is why, you know, the foster system is good. You know, adoption is good for those that can't have it. But to be a parent and lay down because you went to Freaknik or you went to the club and you got impregnated and you waited too long, or, you know what I mean? Now you want to give it up because you waited too long or you didn't use you know, safe sex, you know, it's been, for years they've been pushing safe sex. Ever since I was young, they've been pushing safe sex. So,
yeah, man, it's a lifetime commitment, man. It's a lifetime commitment. They trying to make you have a lifetime commitment for a mistake you may have made. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, shout out all the women. You know, shout out all the women that go through this, because, you know, we all came from a woman, and, you know, our moms carried us and decided to keep us, and you know, and we might not have been given a silver spoon, but they did the best for us, and, you know, that's what strong women do. But when you're giving up your kid and leaving the system and you still going out partying and drinking afterwards, you know, that's kind of fucked up when you think about it, you know?
Like that chick Sky from Black Ink. I don't know if you've seen her story. She had two sons, gave them up early. They tried to connect back with them years later, and it didn't go too well. She tried to connect with them after she'd been on TV, and she was wild, kind of wild, and, you know, the niggas weren't appreciating that shit. No? They weren't really fucking with her.
I mean, would you, like your mom gave you up, and now you want to come back after somebody else done raised them, after somebody else, they've been calling them mom and dad and really showed them that somebody loves you, meanwhile your own birth moms ain't love you?
And you watching them on TV, and you watching them on TV, wild out and do that shit. Why are you in jail, and you got to fight niggas because niggas talking about your moms on TV? And all the shit she doing.
Yeah, you know.
Shout out all the mothers out there.
It was just Mother's Day. Shout out all the moms and all that. You know what I mean? And there wouldn't be a world if it wasn't for mothers. You know what I mean?
Bro, that's for sure. Can't forget the fathers either. You know, they bust that gun. We bust the guns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they bust the guns, but sometimes they bust the gun and peel out. You know what I'm saying? They bust the gun and peel out, and they don't sit there and help the mother raise that child, you know?
They just look at the target sheet. They just look at the target sheet like, oh, that was a good shot. It bounced. They look at the sheet and be like, okay, that was a head shot. That was an arm shot. That was a leg shot. That was a back shot. Yeah. And then they out of there. They ain't looking at the paper, all folding it up, taking it back with them, looking at what it is.
Yeah, they
not. Know.
They just catching bodies out. They just catching bodies, empty the clip, boom, they out of there. They ain't going to sit around and wait for the body to drop. They just getting up out of there. But, you know, at the same time, you know, that one night stand, you know, now shorty got to raise that by herself, you know, or some other stand-up guy is going to come through and help raise the child, you know what I mean? But the guy that let off the rounds, you know, he left moms to stay there and deal with it, but you know what I mean.
Hey, some moms raised a little LeBron James. You know? We don't know who LeBron Pops is. But look how he turned out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he had somebody that stepped up and...
But you know he get them
helped.
Genes from somewhere. He get them ups and the physicality from somewhere.
Yeah, but look, like you said, like the shorty from the tattoo show, you know, she want to be back in their life, and now you can't. So imagine like LeBron's pops, you know, like, damn, that's my son, but he don't
have
nothing to do with
him. That's a rap right there. That's a super reach right now. You pop up now because he's somebody. That's a super reach. You shouldn't even be telling niggas that's your son. Word up. Unless Shorty left
you. He's got to get a piece of that bag.
Unless Shorty left you and you didn't know she was pregnant or something, and she just couldn't find her, she bounced, some shit like that. But if you bounced and now you trying to claim shit after Thunder became a superstar.
Oh, you going to be like the water boy. You remember the water boy? At the end. He gonna come around like I'm your daddy. Oh, hell no. Get up out of here. Get up out of here, Bobby Boucher.
Yeah, especially on
Boucher.
James Brown moms left him when he was a baby. And then she pops up at one of his shows backstage.
Wow.
He gives her a couple of dollars and shit. You gotta watch the James Brown story. That shit's crazy. Homeboy's playing the Black Panther dude, my nigga. He's playing James Brown.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a
crazy.
Good one.
That's
right
a crazy story right there.
Hell yeah, yo! She pops up backstage at some show he was doing, and last time he seen her. She had left them with their pops, who was abusing her. You know, he was beating her ass and shit. She couldn't take it no more and left him with his ass. Out there in the shack in the woods in the south somewhere.
Well, shout out to pops, too, that be stepping up. And, you know, because not all mothers is perfect. You know what I mean?
That's for sure.
Not all mothers are perfect. And, you know, shout out to single pops out there that be holding it down for their seeds, man. You know, seeds is beautiful thing,
King Magnetic,
man, you know?
King Magnetic. That's King Magnetic, man. That's one of my niggas, man. He holding shit down. Hard body. The end on his music shit, everything. Same time. That nigga's crazy. I don't know how the fuck certain niggas can do it, man.
I mean, it's just the love for your kids, you know? It's the love for the kids, man. They ain't asked to be, they ain't asked for it. Somebody got to step up.
Sports comment, man. What's going on in the sports world?
You know, right now, you know, if y'all been catching up with the basketball, you know, a couple people took L's. Philly took the L. The
Joel Embiid
going
fishing. He going fishing. He on vacation.
Yeah, you know, tomorrow the Bucks and the Celtics game 7. Tomorrow the Suns and the Mavericks game 7.
Rangers got a game 7.
Yeah, Rangers got a game 7.
A couple
good
game 7s going on tomorrow, kid. Tomorrow's a big day for a couple lot of teams, kid. Just go home. Win or go home. The series ends no matter what.
Yeah, that's
like,
sure.
That's what I like about football. What if football had a couple of games, like a series? That shit would be crazy. Football is one game, win or go, bye. That shit
yeah,
is
football
crazy.
Is straight up sudden death. Like, we playing this game and it's over after today. We ain't going to look at you for another 7 games. We going to beat your
ass. It should at least be the best out of 3 in football.
I would just make football longer, though. Football's only like 18 weeks, right?
Yeah, man. We fucking, what, how many games? Fucking 15 games?
17, 18 games?
It's 18 games. I think 16 is a regular season or 15 is the regular season, but then you have the, you got the playoffs.
Yeah, I think football need a series instead of one game when it comes to the playoffs.
I think it would make it, I think it'd make it too long, man. Those are gladiators.
Yes,
but can you really see, can you really see with baseball, basketball, and the series, you can really see and determine who's the best team, the best out of this many games. Out of one game, I might suck and I can get lucky and beat your ass that game. You know what I'm saying? But out of a series, you're going to definitely see who's the best team. The best out of 3 or something.
I mean, think about if basketball ain't have a series and it was one game.
That should be whack. You ain't going to be able to see who's the best team based on one game.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, it's really, yo, whoever's going to win all these games, whoever's going to get swept. If you don't get swept, you know, it gives people a chance. But if you just say, hey, check it, boom, it's just one game, boom, that's it.
I think the playoffs would be hella in fucking football if they had the series.
Hey, check this out. I know y'all saw this. Y'all seen how CP3 about to put hands and feet on that fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody disrespecting your moms? Somebody disrespecting your moms and your lady? And there was a young kid, too, that did it, too. Some young kid. And CP3 was like, that's all right. I'm going to see you. You know CP3 ain't gonna do nothing because that's a lawsuit right there.
He's about that that nigga height.
I think they were kind of scared because they don't want to see a repeat of the Malice in the Palace when Steven Jackson, Ron Artest was beating them fans' ass.
Oh yeah, Queensbridge is in the house that night, kid. Queensbridge started that shit. Ron brought the Queensbridge out, yo. That nigga's
You got QB and you got St. Paul off the Texas in the building, because that's where Steven Jackson's from. Shit's going to go down.
Bro, Steven Jackson was riding the dying. He was riding the die. See, he was with the shit all day. He took every kind of fucking penalty niggas got, he got. he was riding the dying. You couldn't tell that nigga shit. Then niggas wrongs in the stands, he was in the stands. I see he just missed one nigga with a, looked like a bionic punch. If he'd have punched this nigga and caught this nigga with that shit, some fan came right up on behind him. Yo, this nigga threw an ill from down south punch. Missed that nigga. Yo, if he'd have caught that nigga, that nigga face,
the funny shit is that,
would have exploded.
He ended up punching someone that didn't even do nothing, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Wrong. Put his hands on the nigga that didn't even do nothing.
Like, he just took him for the guy that did it, but it wasn't even him. That's crazy.
Got him a payday. He got a payday.
Hell yeah. He just put his son through school, possibly. He's in the history books as the guy that got punched.
I think the guy that did it, Ron is even cool with the guy that actually drew it.
Huh?
Yeah, Ron made peace with those guys. The guy he punched for nothing and the guy that threw it.
Is that how he was able to stay in NBA? Because of that?
Nah, he was able to stay in NBA because they fucking paid niggas. They sued, they paid, you know, they said everything's going to take what happened. And shit got out of control. I know they changed a lot of rules up in NBA games and shit now with the fans and the players, but they made fines go up, but
maybe the fine.
I don't even
up,
think it was a.
Rollo
got suspended for the year, I think.
Yep.
He got suspended for fucking the rest of the year or some shit, so. He paid for it. Suspended with no pay.
Crazy.
Steven Jackson definitely was. He was with it all the way. That he was all. Way. I think he'd be representing too. That nigga was just like on that police kill.
George Floyd. It's that
yeah, he's definitely
down
an activist
also for
too.
Community as well.
Say that again.
He's
I said
definitely
stack,
an activist.
He also be
there.
Putting on for his. He be putting on for his team, for his hood in Houston too. So he be doing a lot of good work out there.
Yeah, he's been out there. He's been out there.
What's up, man? Schoolboy Radio, man. Live on a Saturday night, man. Fuck is the deal?
Better go ahead and hit him with some music though, man. Cause you know that it won't be right about it.
Yeah, you know tonight is the Versus. Cypress Hill, Queens' own Onyx, Southside.
Yeah, it's an odd battle going on, but hey, let's see what it do.
Yeah, I'm just mad the other guy from Onyx ain't in there, but, you know.
Whoa, I seen that clip you sent me. Yeah, man, that shit's, seems like it ain't really no beef. Seems like, you know, Dunn just decided to do other things, but he gonna rep the Onyx name and the way he rep it.
Yeah, shout out Sun Caesar, man, because, you know, he's a big part of Onyx. Definitely is an original.
Yeah, man, so what we gonna do, we gonna hit him with an Onyx joint while we at it. And we're going to follow it up, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Versus. And anybody want to call, 516-531-9596. Schoolball Radio.
When is the verses? What time is the verses?
It might have just started. It's on Triller, on Triller.com. Probably catch it on Instagram.
All right, let's give him a little preview.
Already.
Take him out, bring him out, dead. Shot him up, shot a ball, hey. One gun, two gun, three gun, four. You are mine, it's all about crime. On it.
It's time to get live, live like a wire. I set a whole choir on fire. Well done, on the grill, stop ill chills in the field. Yeah. You hear the boy as the dread set, it's a gear. Stick up, dash it, traction to react.
coming. It's getting spooky, nigga. It is what it is. That's how it's going. What the fuck you niggas talking about, man? I'ma show you niggas what the business is, man. Come on. Can't be fucking serious, nigga.
I've been circling like a shark, I can smell the blood in the ocean. Do these suckers like I'm rolling a blunt up and cut them open. They let us smoke it, it's no cut on the dosage. I'm a boss, you a worker, you probably want a promotion. You thought that I was one to be humble, you fucking joking. Cause the shit I got is much more potent than what you smoking. You wonder why these niggas befuddled and I'm the culprit. If rap is your only hustle, go find you another focus. See y'all the type of clown on the internet for promotion. They fake it to make it, hope for someone to come and notice. But I was up at FedEx doing my own posters, booking flights just to get shit, jumping on other coasters. As soon as niggas thought I was buzzing, I upped the voltage, started striking like the lightning. The thunder was what awoke them. Animals in the cage, people just love to poke them. Niggas think you fucking joking until you run up and yoke them.
How you feel that?
Monopoly, nigga. Yeah, listen. Yeah, fuck you too, nigga.
Hey yo, this flow is monumental. I'm hoping you got the memo. Y'all be stuck up on the block and my shit in the continental. You couldn't even get hot a little. This is not a riddle, foreign paid for. You just happy cause you got a rental. So I made a lot from a little just to keep it solid with you. If I gotta go back to slinging narcotics, it's not an issue. Y'all pulling hammers on cameras just cause you got a pistol. At the end of the day, the only thing you shot is a visual. The mask I was rocking was pre-COVID. Ran up in the spot and took his pride and resold it. Remember when the chips were down, nobody reached over. So when I walk around, now I got one on each shoulder. The street soldier, stay cheap and my reefer got a unique odor. I don't care, I put it in the air just like a leaf blower. About to change the whole game and by the week's notice. Come from where the strong stand tall and then the weak folded.
Yeah. Screwball Radio, live from the Matrix, hardcore shit all day. I miss that hardcore sound, man, like gun, throw your guns in the air and how I could just kill a man. And, you know, that sound, man, like, you know, that gritty sound, man, like shit ain't all clean and polished and, you know what I'm saying, man? I miss that sound for real.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Like these records they making today, like I can't even hear them on wax. Like, do a DJ want any of that shit on wax? What fucking record motherfuckers want on wax, yo? That these new niggas make, yo. If niggas don't want your shit on wax, I don't know, man. That's I know Lil Wayne, he went platinum. I think he's been on wax. Yeah, he's been on wax. But there's been a lot of motherfuckers that has never even been on wax before. I mean, they're millionaires. They don't even need to be on wax. But to me, that's, for my era, that's like a big accomplishment, man, to be on wax, a record, an album, with an album cover and a picture, an album you can pull out and look at. You know,
yeah, that's for sure. Everybody,
you know,
if you hip hop, you know, that's the ultimate feeling is being on wax. You know, it don't matter all the accolades you get, but when you're on wax and you can hear, you know, the DJ puts that needle to the record, and boom, you know, that's like the biggest accomplishment. Everybody wanted to be on wax. You know, it's cool everybody being streamed and all that, but to be on wax?
Yeah, that's a big difference.
That's a beautiful thing.
I don't know if niggas know the difference, man. Like, you could be a platinum song rapper, you know, like most of the niggas from the 2000s, and he most likely wasn't even on wax.
Yeah, I want to say after 2010, a lot of people wasn't on wax.
I mean, they made more money than us, but still, they ain't feel that nostalgia, that feeling of being an artist, like, make you feel like, damn. Because you watch your moms and pops listen to records and buy records and their favorite artists and pull their shit out the album covers. And now you made a record and people pulling your shit out the album covers. It's crazy. It's a big difference, man.
Yeah, like, you know.
I'd rather have that than the money, to tell you the truth. I'd rather have that feeling and know that feeling than a feeling of the money. Because that right there, you can't put a price on that feeling.
Nah, you definitely can't.
That feeling is priceless, my nigga.
Ain't nothing like being on wax, man. Like, my first time, my real first time ever on wax was Rusty Jupp's Hard Body Hip Hop. And I felt good being on that. And then, you know, and then I was on the Most Dangerous Black Poet album. You know, that was big for me. You know what I mean?
Because that means niggas cared enough to put that shit on wax. And DJ's going to buy that shit. That shit's going to forever be there. I don't know. What's going to last longer? Wax, CDs, DVDs, or fucking hard drive and fucking floppy disks and disk drives and shit? What's going to be the last?
I want to say vinyl, man. I want to say vinyl and cassette tape.
Vinyl can melt. Tape over time.
Yeah,
withers. Get weathered.
But it depends how you take care of it. You know, if you take care of it, you're going to be all right, you know? That's why the collectors are still out there collecting.
Hard drives, you're going to need something to always load it up into. So, like, if that technology dies, like, computers is fucked up, you're dead on that.
Yeah, but hard drive could crash, you know? Hard drive could crash.
What's going to outlast everything? I think what's going to outlast everything is the human voice.
You know, you're talking about collector's things, so.
Yeah, right, no doubt. I'm going too deep.
I think the cassette tape, you know, as long as the cassette tape.
I got cassette tapes from the fucking 89, 90s. Them shits I'm scared to put into a fucking tape recorder.
It just depends, but you know, I would say the tape.
I'm scared to put the shit in there, yo. Them shits will just snap. Cause I want to fucking transfer shit to digital. Get one of those little machines that, you know. But I'm like, damn, if I put my shit in there, that shit is gonna eat that shit.
It might not. You know, it might not. But definitely, tape. Honestly, what'll last forever, is a USB drive. That would last forever.
You still need the technology of something to plug that into.
Yeah, that'll always be around because, you know, you're going to always have to put stuff into computers. You'll always have to. One way or another, you'll always have to.
I guess it'll show
up.
Like, even if you ain't got no Wi-Fi or nothing, whatever you got is going to show up on this whatever computer you
should.
Got.
You know, before anybody takes the idea, but they might invent Bluetooth USB drives where the computer will sync automatically with your Bluetooth, with your USB drive. Just like a phone. You know, when you got your phone and you hop in the car, as long as you connect the Bluetooth, it'll be enabled and you'll be able to listen. So if you make a USB drive and make it Bluetooth compatible, if somebody steals my idea, y'all owe me out there. I know y'all listening.
I think I always worry about somebody stealing his idea. You always think somebody's stealing your idea.
But USB Bluetooth capabilities, you're going to win, you know? You're going to win. Especially if they make a turntable If they make a turn, I mean, you know, they got turntables now, like Serato and shit like that, where you could hook up your laptop. But imagine having the turntable and it's Bluetooth compatible and it just connects to your phone and, you know, you could use it that way. You know what I mean? Without even connecting anything to your phone. I mean, to your record player.
That'd be dope. Speaking of music.
Yeah, you got Kendrick Lamar. He dropped this joint. And I was going to shoot you guys this question here. You guys think that artists from that era, like Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick Lamar, you think they wax quality?
I mean, everything's wax quality because there's
it's
some voodoo shit that came out back in the day that came out on wax, you know?
It's not up to me to decide if it's wax quality. It's up to the people. Like, my era, they shit wouldn't be wax quality.
I mean, but, you know, when you think about it, even in that era, you know, there was still records that came out on wax that shouldn't have been
wax.
On wax.
Word is
you know? So, I mean, when you mentioning Drake and Kendrick, you know, that's a far-fetched to me. Because, you know, I wouldn't mind Kendrick being on wax. You know what I mean?
The wax meant a lot to the DJs. Like, if your DJs can't cut your shit up, they ain't fucking with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that goes down to the production. A lot of production right now ain't geared to a DJ catching this break and cutting this part up and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So DJs don't really want a lot of this new shit on wax because there ain't no breaks for them to fuck with. You know, DJs always want to catch something or, you know what I'm saying, breaking the record or a drop. The sound goes
yeah,
away.
Catch it on the snare, catch it on the kick and
yeah, niggas ain't making records
it.
Like that no more. So the real hip-hop DJs that was buying the wax, they don't want that shit because the production is different now. It's like there's nothing for them to play with. They can play it and they can mix it and they can scratch it and all that shit, but there's no part for them to get busy at.
That's for sure.
And that's because of the production these days, man. These guys that's making beats now, you know, they don't know about the DJ, you know what I'm saying, part of hip-hop. They don't know about, yo, make a beat, you know, where the DJ can play with it. You know what I'm saying? This goes away. That comes in. The 808 drops now. Let that snare rock by itself. You know what I'm saying? Let this vocal go. With nothing in there so the DJ can catch it. They ain't thinking about that shit right now. They just thinking about, oh, mix it down, master it, put it out there for fucking bang.
Yeah,
bam.
That's a good point because when you think about it, the DJ at one point was at the forefront of hip-hop. And now, you know, a producer ain't thinking about if a DJ is going to play. Like, they know the DJ is going to play it. But they're not thinking like, ooh, like, you know, I'm going to make a beat like this and you know, the DJ is going to run with it. You know, they don't make beats like that no more. They just want you to play the record. They don't want you bringing it back. Hold up, rewind. They don't want to hear none of that, you know?
But that was a big part of hip-hop. Like, niggas wanted, some niggas want to hear that. Some niggas overdo it.
Hell yeah.
But some
hell
niggas
yeah.
do want to hear that from the bring that shit back, like, take that shit from the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
What's a hip-hop record? What's a hip-hop record that you're not going to spin it back? Take it from the top again. Whoop. And you hear them whoop. Spin the whole record back. Boom. And play it
yeah,
again.
Yeah, man.
And
you
they
had
could...
the intro. You had, you know, it was the intro. It was maybe a skit. Something to play with. Great. Nowadays, the production is different. So DJs don't want some of this shit. They don't even want none of this shit on wax. Word
that's
up.
That's for sure.
It just took this shit in. A lot of production value. It's basically created Fruity Loops now. It's not really done with the machinery that you guys use.
Do you own any vinyl, E?
Yeah, I have plenty of vinyl. Matter
what
fact,
you got on vinyl?
Picture, I have the off-the-wall vinyl from Michael Jackson.
You got a turntable?
I don't have any turntables. My cousin does. Because he does parties.
I mean, you ain't got to have a turntable to be a vinyl collector, but most do.
Yeah, because you want to play that record, you know? You definitely, and what I think is dope is because, you know, for a while, the vinyl wasn't popping, but now they just made these new portable, you know, record players, man. You could just, it's just one record player, boom. It's USB drive. You could plug it in with USB, or you could just plug it in, and it comes with the speakers in it already.
That's when you know you're going to a nigga studio, you know, either at home or a big studio. You know if he hip-hop, if he got a turntable in that motherfucker.
That's for sure.
I've been to a lot of different studios. You know, niggas got rock studios. You know, they don't even do hip-hop there. But all hip-hop studios got a fucking turntable in there.
Yeah, definitely. And if they got a Technique 1200 in there, you know you somewhere where they appreciate hip-hop, man. It ain't just a regular turntable. They got the Technique 1200, the classic, the Cadillac.
Primo got a deck in there. He got his deck in there. No. He got one turntable in there. I'm lying. He got his deck set up at the crib. He got one turntable set up in the studio. Last time I was at the studio, he had one turntable just so he could sample shit off of. And at the crib, he got the deck set up like he about to jam right in his living room. And then we go in there and just practice and fuck around.
Yeah, man. Got a YouTube channel too, in effect, and I seen a lot of that shit he collect. That man is a straight mastermind when it comes to this deep reggae and production.
Oh yeah, nigga love records, man.
He's hip hop, man. Anybody, you know, you talking about DJ Premier? He's hip hop. He lives and breathes this shit every single day.
They got a garage full of records, yo. Not even no room to put a vehicle. This shit just wrecked. The vehicle got set outside. I'm like, you crazy.
But yeah, man, but it's officially 10 o'clock, so I'm going to go ahead and end it on a note with some Flea Lord and Corp Mega and the Four Alarm Blaze remix. And in the meantime, while I'm doing that, I'm going to try to find that Versus because they trying to charge everybody a fee.
Oh, now they really doing.
They tired of coming out of pocket trying to pay the artists, you know, so they trying to get us people to pay. But you know what? That shit will be on YouTube in a couple of days. Holla at me.
Maybe a couple of hours.
Y'all better wait for another pandemic to hit before they try to fucking cash out again. Cashing on this shit. Niggas ain't sitting in the crib like that for that.
That's for sure.
Yeah, so.
Pandemic time, they might make a couple dollars. Now, niggas are like, fuck out of here.
Especially that people could go outside now and they can go to these shows. Hell no, they ain't paying.
They'll go to your show and record it on their phone so they can watch it back later.
And y'all ain't got the big dogs out. Y'all can't manage to get Hova. Y'all ain't managed to get Hove. Y'all ain't managed to get Busta. Y'all ain't managed to get Nah. Y'all ain't managed to get a lot of niggas.
It ain't about that. Nobody wants smoke with Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes been put it out there who wanted with him. And ain't nobody wanted with Busta Rhymes.
Was challenging everybody.
Yeah, T.I. was challenging, but you know, you can't, in a way, T.I. going at Busta Rhymes.
No.
I like T.I. music. I respect T.I. music. But to go at Busta Rhymes, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. You might go against, like.
Busta got a long head start on him, though. Busta got about a 10-year head start on T.I.
Yeah, but even if you start Busta Rhymes from 95, you're still not touching his music. Even if you start Busta Rhymes at 98, you're still not touching his music.
You can start Busta Rhymes from when T.I. came out.
Yeah,
it ain't
there. You know, like, when I think of T.I., and like I said, I like T.I. music, but T.I. ain't really pop until Swizz Beatz touched that record. And think about how long he been out before Swizz Beatz touched that record. Before Jay-Z co-signed T.I., did you even know about a T.I.? I mean, you know,
but he was popping in his region.
Yeah, he had the trap music, you know, the trap music album. It was cool and all, but, you know.
Rubber Band Man, all
really,
that shit. He was popping in his region.
You know, I mean, like a Gucci and T.I., that would be something dope. You know, Gucci Mane and T.I., that would be dope. But to go at somebody like Busta Rhymes, yeah, I don't know.
A lot of niggas is lucky, you know, because the people got tired of New York and they got their own little heroes that they can look up to from around their little fucking way and shit like that.
I don't want to say they got tired.
They got tired of New York because they had their own niggas they could look up to that speaking their lingo, their language, their thun language. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it was because, you know, just New York was way, like, you know, New York, you got to listen.
But they still look to us. They still look to us for the thumbs up and approval. So niggas know. If New York niggas don't like this shit, it's. Like, I just seen a post right now. Niggas put up Kendrick Lamar drops a new album and all the hip hop is like, yay. And then New York niggas, they got a nigga with the ice grill face. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, but that's not true because mad New York niggas is feeling Kendrick shit.
He's all right, you know. He's cool to me. I like Kendrick, you know. Do I own the Kendrick album? No, I don't own the Kendrick album, but I still think he's good, you know. I still, you know. He's lyrical, you know, compared to what people are doing now. Like, when you're weeding through all the mumble rap and then you see Kendrick Lamar, like, I'm going to go listen to Kendrick Lamar before I go listen to this mumble rap, you know? Nothing against mumble rap, but I'm a thinker and I want to hear
something. Oh, no. It's something against mumble rap. Like you say, man, we thinkers, man. We don't just mumble, man. We think about what the fuck we trying to write. If I wanted to mumble rap, I could fucking write a fucking song, an album a day.
Yeah, but that's where hip hop and the rest of the country separated was because, you know, New York spit intellectual, intelligence, science, mathematics, and, you know, not everybody outside of New York want to hear that.
We ignorant too. You know, we get ignorant.
Yeah, we get ignorant, but, you know, for the most part, we lyrical ignorant, though. You
right,
know?
Right, right. Like that drill shit in New York. That's just super ignorant and dumb.
Yeah, but, you know, society has dumbed down. You know, society has dumbed down, so it's accepted. You know, but if you know poet and our time coming up, you know, everybody was militant and science, you know, even if you was out on the block pushing work, you were still militant about it. You still were scientific about it. And when you talk to people, it was always in an intellectual, thug manner as compared to, you know.
Oh, you know, because we grew up, you know, we grew up with the gods and the earths, man. You know what I'm saying? We grew up and niggas was trying to do something with themselves, you know. It was gods and earths. It was each one teach one, man. It was the nation, man. Niggas was trying to really teach shit. Some niggas went astray. Some niggas, you know, stayed on the righteous path, but you know that, Bomber. You know that story with that shit, how that shit went.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. So the rest of the country wasn't on that. They was like, oh, come on, you trying to kick knowledge? You know what I mean? Meanwhile, you know, it was just good food that they was feeding you.
Yeah,
when
you come out with niggas like NWA, fuck the police, just straight blatant. Fuck the police, you know what I'm saying? In New York style, we do that shit a little bit more with finesse. They came more raw. Straight out of Compton, you know, we was, oh, the bridge, South Bronx.
Yeah, but when you look at that, L.A. and New York, we kind of like, we balanced it out, you know, but when the South started coming into the music, it started staying away from what L.A. was saying. It started staying away from what New York was saying, and they started making their own vibe. It was about the party. It was about getting crunk. It was about, you know, chopped and screwed, and it was started just going in a different route, and people were just fine with it because, you know, they was drinking, they were smoking, they were partying. So that's what put Atlanta over everything, is that everything was coming out of Atlanta was party. But before Atlanta started doing partying, you know, you had Outkast, and believe it or not, Outkast used to spit knowledge in their music. Goody Mob used to spit knowledge in their music. You know, but then all these other artists started coming out just talking about, you know, drug rap and lean and all this other stuff. And then they got over, you don't hear Goody Mob no more. You don't hear Outkast no more. You know, Outkast had to come a whole different way, but still spit their knowledge in it, you know, the Killer Mikes. Yeah. Like, Killer Mike is the illest Atlanta rapper to me. Killer Mike.
Yeah, Nelly. The Nelly comes from, where the fuck Nelly's from? Like, the Midwest, right?
He's St. Louis, but what is he talking about? Down, down, baby, down by the roller coaster. Come on, man.
Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, come
most
on,
most ones. You know, he called Jack Dial. He jacked New York shit. He jacked New York's down. If talking about the Air Force One. Nigga, you know
well,
you got this shit from New York.
Yeah, he definitely did. You know, he definitely did because Kuda Love was his manager. That was Mace's manager. So, you know, he definitely came and you know, a lot of them rappers come to New York and our style rub off on them, you know. But, yeah, man. That's what happened with hip-hop and New York is the fact that we was just, you know, we too exclusive with the rhyme skills. It's all about bars. It's all about the science. It's all about intelligence. And, you know, you got your Goonie rap, but there's still science and knowledge in the Goonie rap, too. You know what I mean? And not everybody wanted to hear the science anymore. They ain't want to learn something. They just want to drink and party. That's all they want to do, you know?
Yeah.
And in the midst of that, we got some good lessons in that little bit of time from you too. And that's what we're doing with our show, man. We keeping that spirit alive.
Yeah, it's hip hop all day for me. You know, I take my time. I watch sports. I do this. I be into graffiti and all that. But at the end of the day, it's hip hop for me, man. And just being able to be a part of it and seeing how it grows, and sometimes it stagnates, but, you know, now it's in a better place, kind of, I feel, because, you know, you got good artists coming out, you know, Fly Anakin, you got, you know, XP the Marksman, Rashid Chappelle, you know, I don't want to say nothing but myself. You know, like, there's a lot of good rap coming back around, you know, John Jiggs, all these people keeping the bars and the content. And
nigga, I'm and coming soon.
Yeah, but you a staple in hip-hop, Paul. You a staple. You've been here for decades and been raw for decades. Like, no one, if they overlooking, it's because they suckers. But at the end of the day, you've evolved. Just like LL Cool J evolved in all the years, Black Poet has remained all these years, remained raw every time. You can't put a record on a Black Poet and say, yo, this was soft. Never.
Hey, niggas are suckers, though, you know. I'm going to keep coming, hardcore. Schoolboy, we're going to keep dropping shit. Authentic Cloth is out. That's the latest Schoolboy member. Drop some shit. Bomb it. We're going to keep hitting niggas, man. I don't know that much, yo.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Gibby.
The pre-sales for the vinyl is out. Come check me, Common 5000 on Instagram. Or if you're on Facebook, come check me out, Common_Man_Schoolball. Shout out Ben for listening in from Arizona, always repping for us. And yeah, man, you know, we're going to keep the torch lit.
Schoolball Radio, live from the Matrix. Yo, E, take us out of here.
And we always saying hi. Holla.
Baby, we are a long way from being made in God's image.
My dudes were catching bodies, I ain't talking records, I mean, they were receptive, life's affection, death desires. I was the flyest dressed, wearing diamonds and rapid fire weapons for any rival, jeopardizing their survival. They'd rather tell than line you, feel the resentment, but the fear inside them paralyzing. Your man is live, but he was scared and righteous, acting civil in a savage climate. A real indictment of who he is, you can't deny it, truth is heavy for liars. Lyrically, I'm a thorough reminder of an era so epic and timeless. Even lions, no courses required with venomous vipers. Enter the cipher, it becomes a different environment. Instinct replaces sense of entitlement. I'm the answer to the question like Iverson. I finesse the mic, very inspiring. Handle giving competition anxiety. Overwhelms those who think they are lyrically nice as me,
Yeah, pray for the evil three. I do want to call it a trilogy, man. But we've been working with legends, man. I feel like we should just keep this shit going. Yo, Mega, I appreciate you, whoa. I was slinging down the Knicks when Mega had the Sterling. Lil' clean two-fifths stuff inside the Sterling. I was repping Lil' Wiz right in my sock. Yo, Mega, you a legend in the bridge and the rock. We connected in the game, now perfection is the aim. It's looking like a mirror, role reflection is the same. It's the honor and the privilege to start it and finish. Do a fucking song with Godfathers and bitches. Yo, Biscotti and Gelati got me coughing in the lobby. Each verse worth chilling, bring a coffin for the body. Yeah, I bang on the rival, the strength for survival. Big European thing with my name on the title. Whoa.
I'm spitting the slaughter, been in the corner. Nigga, you shot, swim in the water with Crocs. Muddy shit, pond scum, blood, leeches, and rocks. Casualties 360 degrees, all on your block. My enemies will get Rambo knife when I start to plot. Get vital organs, clips holding 150 shots. 12 gauge, order load of plasma rifles and Glocks. 75 forever, forever I'm live. Bringing the terror to whoever that's claiming they take live. Most dangerous to tangle with, strangle you with the wire. Invite you to the Frank stand, pussy you, Oscar Myers. You ain't slotting, break all your fingers with the chrome pliers. Fill a fire, jump out the plane in the rain. Flaming all you liars, going same berserk, putting work from
mega dollars. Cocaine scholar, move 100 grams a fucking hour. You don't understand my hand hitting with solar power. Smash your baby mom, then give the bitch a golden shower. I devour the best. The streets won't let me rest. Paragraphs are nothing but agony of the jacks. The best rapper alive, no Grammy, the Hall of Fame. Plus anybody you bring, new niggas or old names.
That's why I beat him a check. The dudes bumping their lips, poking him in the neck. Ha! I'm a 20-yard bandit. I was in the yard with a knife going bananas. They tiptoe through the bin, I'm big stepping. You can lost little sheep, so whoop, you understand it? Wartime mindset when the ops win the valley. Day yet for a night, so I'm a creep late. I'm like a beat, how I make a body shake. A good 40 minutes of bumping, plus a cut of great. I just wonder with a hug, catch a buzz. Have a deep in the thought, wonder how this pipe does. I'm back on my grind, my army jacket. Spyro book, my black pen, back action. No lack in the action, call me Jackson. Or should I say Richard Reed, cause I'm fantastic.
For you, thought I was safe. The Rock Boy G, come hit you off.
Yo, computer, you a fool for this one, nigga. Come on with it.